What's up, Wide Dog?
How you doing, guys?
We're great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah?
Well, yeah.
Little day off yesterday. Still playing. Couldn't be better, right?
Yeah, couldn't be better. Look, a beautiful day out, sun shining, you know?
When are you leaving?
Yeah, do you know when you're going?
I got no idea.
Yeah.
Hmm.
We'll worry about that later, I suppose. You've played in the postseason. You've played in big games. Is there any way you can compare last game Saturday night to anything you've played in before?
As far as big games go, I mean, I played in a bunch. That was obviously a big one, but I mean, go down 3-0 and then come all the way back and end up winning 7-4 it was a strange game, but it was pretty exciting.
And 3-0. I know that the always the company line is, no, we were confident. We knew we had a chance to come back. But what were you thinking when it's 3-0 early, like 9:42 in, and your goalie's been swapped out? It just didn't look good.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't too worried about it, actually. I thought so we got that Ferland goal, which was big for us. But I thought early on, much like the game before, we had a lot of chances that if we could have got a couple of those, it would have been a different game. I think even in Vancouver there, we had a couple of big chances early. Hit the post on the one power play, we would have went up 2-0 there. I thought that would have been a different game there, too, and it was much the same in the first period on Saturday.
The Ferland goal, then the Monahan goal, and the building. Now, everybody believes, okay, now we got a game at 3-2, and then Gaudreau ties it. And then it was on. You were on for quite a few goals, I noticed, that night. Not, you know, some of them Vancouver's, some of them your own. The staging goal, obviously how happy you guys had to have been for him with all that he's gone through. But I guess set up that play, where you were on the ice, how you saw it come to be, and obviously after staging puts it upstairs.
The staging goal, it was just, I can barely remember. There was kind of a scramble in front, and then I saw the puck pop the stage. And I knew we had some time, but I didn't see where it went until after on video there. I saw he went top shelf. I didn't know that he could get it up that high. But it was
sweet,
a good goal. I think he was going 5-hole.
Good old Mitzi. Michael Ferland, come on. He played a few games this year, but he really made a name for himself. Did you guys understand how good he could be?
Yeah, I thought earlier on when he was up, I thought he was really, really good. I thought, I didn't think he deserved to get sent down, but it was kind of the way everything went with contracts and players and all that stuff. And, he came back and he was obviously a physical presence for us in this series. I think he stepped in and took over for Lance when he got hurt. I think, if Lance hadn't got hurt, he would have been the guy running around crushing all the D and throwing a big catch and getting us going. And I think Ferland stepped in and took that role over and was great in it.
Chatting with Dennis Wyman of the Calgary Flames, did you get to the Red Mile? Did you go take a peek or straight home?
No, we went for a couple of drinks, but we weren't on the mile.
Yeah, probably for the
best. Stay away from that place. I went there once and it's nothing but trouble.
I believe it.
Yeah, one of the big things people were, at least media wise, were talking about coming in was going to be the Sedin line versus your top line. And through five games, it was kind of a saw off. The Sedins had their, their good run in Vancouver, but everyone was waiting. When is that number one line going to look like it did down the stretch? Well, it took a little while, but there it was when you needed it. Who is the engine? Who's the motor for that line? Usually it's the center. Is it Monahan or is it more Gaudreau or Hudler? Who's the driving force the way you see it on that line?
Obviously I think it's Johnny. I think with his speed and his vision, he more times than not, he's the guy that's bringing the puck to the neutral zone and opening up the space in zone. I think, with how quick he is, his little moves, and how quick he is in tight spaces, I think he's starting to get quite a bit of room, and it's opening everything else up. Monty's obviously the guy that if he gets the puck anywhere around the net, 9 times out of 10, it's going in. And I think Hoods is at his best in the corners and in the areas for a little guy. He protects the puck extremely well and sees the ice really well in zone. But the guy that usually gets it there is Johnny.
So what are you seeing with Gaudreau? Because here he is, a year ago he's in college, coming out, going to try and make the NHL. Not only does he make it, he's up for the Calder, but watching between Bennett and Monahan and Gaudreau, these guys that are 21 and under, play in this kind of environment. What are you seeing as far as their, how they are in the room, how excited they are when the pucks go in, watching these young guys get it done for you?
Yeah, it's been it's pretty special. I think I remember, I don't know if I wasn't even in the league when I was their age, but I would assume that would have been pretty nervous. But you know, just watching them before the games and during games, and those three are so composed and they don't seem nervous at all. I don't know if they're so young, they're just like, you know, I'm not supposed to do well because I'm young in the playoffs. I don't know if it's one of those things or they're just that confident within themselves. But, yeah, they've been great, and you know, hopefully they can keep it going.
We were talking earlier this morning about the shift, second period, and one of your defense partners, the poor Derek Englund, was out there for, we have it clocked at 3 minutes and 22 seconds. Played against what,
18 different Canucks touched the ice against him during his shift.
Yeah, during his one shift. There were multiple icings. He couldn't get off because of the long change. Again,
lucky he skates so well.
Hard, that's when you dig in, right?
Yeah, that was a long shift. I had a good view from, I was sitting there.
Anytime you're ready, Derek.
Go whenever you're ready.
I was next up for 3.5 minutes.
Yeah. How was he when he finally got to the bench?
I don't know. He didn't say anything.
Yeah.
He seemed a little too tired to talk.
Can't talk.
He didn't talk for the next half hour, I don't think.
Were you the jerk partner that had a quick shift following it? In 3.5 minute, he's up next again because you're rolling four and you do a 20-second shift. Oof. Yeah. Tough one.
No. I think we gave him a little break. He took a couple of shifts off.
Yeah. The building, I want to ask you just about the fans, because it was people that were around here in 2004. You always want to compare it. I don't know if it's any louder. I don't know if it was any different, but it just feels like it kind of feels like it's different because the fans didn't really expect this, this kind of a playoff run or this kind of an environment. What is it like being on the ice when Stajan scores that winner, or being on the bench, watching the bench explode is something else too. The fans have been out of their minds this series.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been an unexpected, exciting year for everybody, for the players, I think, and for the fans. And I think they're kind of feeding off that. Obviously, the building's extremely loud. I don't know what it was like in 2004. I'm sure it was pretty crazy here then too. But yeah, it's been great. I think. You know, and like you said earlier, that in that game there, going down 3-0, the building could have went pretty quiet pretty early, and they kept going, and we found a way to feed off that, and that it's been awesome being at home for sure.
Bumped my mic, wide dog. So, are you guys playing Roxette in the dressing room yet, or what do we got to do to get the Roxette in there?
No, I don't know I don't think any of these young guys know who Roxette is or what it is.
Yeah. Well, none of our listeners do either, but we don't seem to care. We just keep playing it and playing it. They're actually playing they're playing it in the rink now before the game.
Did you know that they talked about you in that song?
No, I don't. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I know nothing about this Roxette thing.
Oh, you're huge, Wide Dog. You're
We are growing your brand.
Right. We're like your agent.
I appreciate that, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Well, thanks, man. It was good karma. We talked to you before round one. Hopefully we can talk to you before round three. But it's fans in Calgary, the city, you can feel it, can't you? Just being out and around, you can tell that there's something going on here, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can feel the buzz even when you're driving around, just seeing all the fans and everywhere in their Flames T-shirts and hats and flags in the cars. And can definitely tell if the city's excited, and we can feel it.
Now, we're going to let you go, but you made me think of a question. In 2004, it was kind of the same vibe.
Hey,
but
look at it. Don't let this one slide by. Metro's got a question.
Do you find yourself hiding? Because I know I wasn't going out. I didn't want to be bombarded and talk to a bunch of people and be asked about it constantly. Do you find yourself hanging around the house more?
we got a 9-month-old, so we hang around the house quite a bit. Anyways, I'm not out a lot. We're not downtown or anything like that. So I'm pretty much in the home most of the time. Anyways,
do you have anything
younger guys that would have to worry about that a little more than
yeah, maybe right?
Do you have anything inspiring you'd like to tell our co-host Ryan Pinder, who's expecting twins here? Or is
oh my gosh,
twins.
Yeah.
Get a nanny.
Get a nanny.
Get two.
Hey, get a nanny because you're not going to get any sleep.
Well, thanks. Thanks for calling in. We do appreciate it. This has been I don't know what's happening, but it's a lot of fun. Fans are pumped up and can't wait to see games 3 and 4. Good luck. All right.
No sense going to round two if you're not going to round three. Eh?
May as well. If you're going to play, you may as well win.
Yeah.
Sounds absolutely good. Thanks, Dennis. Talk to you.
Thanks, guys.
Very good. There he is, the wide dog.
Wide dog.